Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite warm today. Tel Aviv enjoys sunny skies, while Jerusalem sees a light breeze. In Haifa, expect a mix of sun and clouds. Meanwhile, in Eilat, it's bright and clear, a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Pentagon is considering renaming the Iran conflict to Operation Sledgehammer if the ceasefire breaks down, as reported by the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago. Also, in the past hour, Saudi warplanes have struck Iran-backed militias in Iraq, targeting sites launching drones and missiles at Gulf states, according to the Times of Israel. Also, this hour, Trump's historic visit to China faces turbulence amid reports of discussions on arms transfers to Iran, YNET reports. Separately, it has emerged that Prime Minister Netanyahu secretly flew to the United Arab Emirates during the war against Iran, Mariv revealed this morning. And finally, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, as reported by Axios. This proposal could aid in a broader peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. From X, Al Arabiya English shared that defense expert Tobias Elwood believes Donald Trump does not control the situation, posting just minutes ago. Hossein Abdul Hussein commented that unlike Iran, the UAE and Qatar have succeeded by establishing effective governance models, posting earlier today. Alex Plitzas noted that Russia and Iran form an axis, writing on X 20 minutes ago. Let's go deeper. The Pentagon's consideration to rename the Iran conflict as Operation Sledgehammer suggests a shift in strategy. NBC News reports the aim is to distinguish potential renewed actions from previous operations. This reflects heightened tensions if the ceasefire fails, impacting regional stability. Turning to Saudi actions in Iraq, the Times of Israel highlights Riyadh's targeted strikes on militia sites near its northern border. These actions come hours after drone and missile launches at Gulf states, marking a significant escalation in the regional conflict. Civilians in these areas remain at risk amid ongoing violence. Meanwhile, YNET reports that Trump's China visit faces challenges with news of possible Chinese arms deals with Iran. The New York Times provides context, stating these discussions involve third countries, complicating U.S. diplomatic efforts in Asia. This could strain U.S.-China relations further. In a related development, Maariv details Netanyahu's secret trip to the UAE following Mossad's covert visit. This underscores Israel's strategic maneuvers during the Iran conflict, potentially altering regional alliances and diplomatic ties. Finally, Axios reports on Trump's announced ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move, politically sensitive for Netanyahu, could be a step towards a broader peace deal with Iran. Its success may hinge on regional and international support. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business announces that Arka, a network of electrical and lighting accessories in Israel, is expanding its tools division to market the premium brand of tool giant Devon. Separately, at the Mind the Tech New York 2026 conference, Prophet Ran Baliser of Clatit Health Services stated that AI will enhance, not replace, medical practices, as reported by CTech. And finally, Globes reports that Smotrich is expected to oppose Netanyahu's plan to subsidize mortgages despite criticism from Treasury officials and the Bank of Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.